This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says the test of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile confirmed that his country has another reliable and maximum capacity weapon to contain any outside threats. North Korea state media said Saturday that Kim oversaw the launch of the missile a day after its neighbors said that they had detected the launch of the ICBM potentially capable of reaching the continental U.S. Some foreign experts said that the missile is still under development, but is the North's longest-range ballistic missile designed to carry multiple nuclear warheads to defeat U.S. missile defense systems. These actions have once again drawn a strong rebuke from world leaders, as VOA's Bill Gallo explains.
Japan's defense minister said the North Korean ICBM had a range of 15,000 kilometers, enough to reach the U.S. mainland. At a regional summit in Thailand, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris convened an emergency meeting of several U.S. allies.
This conduct by North Korea most recently is a brazen violation of multiple U.N. security resolutions. It destabilizes security in the region and unnecessarily raises tensions.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese condemned the launches as the actions of a rogue state. North Korea is upset at the U.S. and its allies for increasing military drills. Washington says the drills have only been increased because North Korea has ramped up missile tests. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Experts from Ukraine have joined Polish and American investigators who are now looking into a missile blast that killed two men in eastern Poland. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said Friday that the Ukrainian experts were at the grain drying facility in the Polish village where the missile landed Tuesday. This is VOA News. WNBA star Brittany Griner has begun serving her 9-year sentence for drug possession at a remote Russian penal colony that human rights advocates say is known for harsh conditions and violent criminals. It's in a region once synonymous with the Soviet Gulag. Griner was convicted to August 4th after customs agents said that they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage at Moscow's airport. The all-star center with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury and two-time Olympic gold medalist said she had been prescribed cannabis for pain and had no criminal intent. After a Russian court rejected her appeal last month, a lawyer said she was taken to an IK2 colony in Mordovia, a region 350 kilometers southeast of Moscow. The Biden administration has now told a federal judge in Washington that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman standing as a prime minister means he is and has legal immunity from the lawsuit brought by the fiancé of the late journalist Jamal Khashoggi. VOA Cindy Sain has more on her reaction.
Hatice Chinguez, fiance of slain columnist Jamal Khashoggi, took to Twitter to express her disappointment in the U.S. recommendation, saying, "The United States State Department has granted immunity to MBS. It wasn't a decision everyone expected. We thought maybe there would be a light to justice from USA. But again, money came first." State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel was asked why the Biden administration weighed in on the lawsuit. And he said it is because the Crown Prince has now been declared Prime Minister. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
A key UN committee has taken a first step toward negotiating a treaty on crimes against humanity, which can be committed at any time, not just during conflicts. The committee that deals with legal issues approved a resolution by consensus Friday that would authorize its members to hold sessions in April of 2023 and April of 2024 to exchange views on draft articles for a treaty. The legal committee would then take a decision on proposing a treaty during the General Assembly session beginning in September 2024. According to a draft, the resolution now goes to the 193-member Assembly, where its approval is virtually assured before the end of the year. Via remote, I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.